Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
As tonight, we could be crowning an NBA champion, or we could be saying we're going to have Game 7, because when momentum goes to one team, she winds up going to the other team. Right now, the Phoenix Suns have a 39-36 lead over the Bucks. It has been a second quarter that has been all Suns. They have outscored Milwaukee 23-7 after a craptastic start in which they took them 6 minutes to score 2 points. But I'll tell you, Mike, one thing I've seen tonight from this game so far. Look, none of the stars is really playing well. Like, Ayton's not playing well. Chris Paul started out slow. Booker is not shot well. You look at the Bucks, and Giannis is okay, but Middleton's not been great. Drew Holiday's been terrible. Is that I don't know if this was probably for a couple of reasons, but to give the Bucks a different look in the beginning of the game, and probably to cut back a bit on the stress on Chris Paul. They started this game, and Chris Paul was not the primary ball handler. He was on the wing. He was doing different things. And whatever that has done, that has thrown the Bucks off a little bit, because now Chris Paul is back to his customary ball handling threat and role here, and he has started to heat up over the course of the past few minutes, and now the Suns have really taken control of this game. I know it's only a 3-point lead, but they have been outplaying the Bucks for the entirety of the second quarter.
Oh, this is a trash game thus far. I mean, the biggest story coming out to get people excited are the number of people standing outside. Hey, there's 40,000 people. Look at them. Let's go to another shot outside, because that's more exciting than what the hell's going on the court.
I can't believe people could actually see. Like, you're
they
out,
can't.
Like, oh, it's a big party.
There's no chance.
It's like there's one TV screen. What are you going to do? I'm just going to watch a game on my phone.
It's
all right, I'll watch a game on my phone. I'll
nowhere.
Cheer when everybody else cheers. I'm like, there's too many. I mean, I would feel like, hey, I'm great. I'm here. I'm in the scene. We could win a championship. Because, look, how often do teams from Milwaukee win championships, right? And I'm here. It's great. Did you see the game? No, didn't see it at all. But you were there, right? Yes, I was there. But you didn't see the game. No, couldn't see it. I had to rely on the guy next to me. He had a better phone than I did.
And, well, just make sure you haven't run out of data. Yeah, yes. I mean, that's it. Watch it on your phone amongst thousands of your closest friends and family. No bathroom unless you want to stand in line forever. No concessions unless you want to stand in line. Where's the win there? Where's the win? There'll be plenty of time to go. The bars close late. Plenty of time to go out and tie one on if that's what you want to do with your closest friends afterwards. Forget about this. Go home. Go home. Anyway, the game's terrible. 7 points scored by Milwaukee in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Chris Paul just had a wide open shot, looked around, and then raised up and promptly missed it. He's 3 of 7 from the field. He's got 3 assists, 7 points on the night, but he's plus 7. So give him the big win there. Payne with 10 off the bench is your leader. We got first quarter minutes for Kaminsky, for crying out loud. That's where we're at in this game. Because first quarter, Phoenix was a disaster. Both teams, they combined for 12 turnovers. Phoenix scores 16 points. They're terrible. DeAndre Ayton's playing soft. Sorry, there's no other way to put it. He gets any type of contact, he's trying to do little flip shots. Go up and dunk the ball. Are you still stunned from Giannis meeting you at the rim? Jesus, go see somebody.
It is, yes. It has been a craptastic game. And look, clearly there has been one team that has the big advantage right now, even though it's a 3-point lead, and that is Phoenix. Because to start out as bad as they did, where they couldn't buy a basket, and you could tell this is where Milwaukee could have raced out to one of those 18-2 leads and
sure,
good bleep and luck if you're the Suns. They were feeling the pressure of a closing game. They didn't make their shots. They looked like they were a little tentative. Do I take this jumper? Do I not? Do I do? You know, they weren't in the flow. You can just see they were a little tight and over overwhelmed by, hey, here's what the scene is on the outside. Here's the scene on the inside. We can win a championship. And they could have run away from them. And instead, Phoenix has been able to reel them in despite the fact that none of their stars is playing particularly well. So even though it's a three-point game right now, I mean, this is a huge win so far for Phoenix because you're getting stuff off the bench. Campaign hasn't been good in like weeks. I mean, it hasn't been good since the Lakers series. And now suddenly he's got 10 and has kept you in it in the first quarter and into the second quarter. I mean, I feel so much better right now if I'm Phoenix than I do if I'm Milwaukee coming out this first half, as we're about a buck 44 away from halftime.
Well, I had to put the radio call on just because, and at one point they used the word disgraceful. It was to describe what they were watching.
This game is disgraceful. Did Aaron Rodgers get traded yet? Everybody in Milwaukee's leaving going, okay, did Aaron Rodgers? There was Aaron Rodgers news today. Is he traded? Are we going with Jordan Love? Let's talk about this instead. We got 40,000 guys in Packer jerseys waiting outside a Bucks game. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers.
But legitimately, it's, you know, game six of the finals. You've got all these turnovers. Many of them are unforced. Hell, you had a play. You have two plays I want to spotlight from Giannis as he hits a little jump shot from earlier in this game. One, when he ball faked Ayton at the three-point line and Ayton left his feet and Giannis was able to drive on. It's like, why are you buying a ball fake from that guy at the three-point arc when he hits 18%? Okay, and then the other, they did the old, hey, let's roll it up the court move, and then Giannis palmed it and just started walking up the court with it, and then looked at the referee like he was insane when he called him for traveling. It's like, what did I do? It's like, you took four steps after you picked the ball up.
You know, when I saw that play, okay, I thought back to that, and I wish there was video of this somewhere from Lamar Odom's rookie season with the Clippers. Okay, like that, when I saw Giannis going, what do you mean that's a walk? Yeah, dude, come on, that's a walk. From his rookie season with the Clippers, he was the Clippers were inbounding the ball from just outside a half court, and Odom was inbounding the ball. And it was one of those games where Odom was playing well. You could tell he's caught up with being the new star of Los Angeles, everything else. And he's inbounding the ball, and he just decided to dribble in himself. Like, I could just take it in. And he's just dribbling in, and the ref blows the whistle going, turnover. You can't just dribble in from the sideline. And I'm like, what does he think he's
doing?
Well,
I mean, look, why should we have to go through the formality of him tapping it back to me?
It's like it's a pickup game. Do we have to pass in, or can I just dribble it? I can just dribble it in, right? Oh, you don't
just got
to
take
that,
it
right?
Past the free throw line, then it's okay.
The NBA is like a pickup game. We don't need to worry about this, right? Okay. No, I saw Giannis do that. I hearkened back to when Lamar Odom did that as rookie. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't believe he did it. But that's this game so far. That's the way this game is. Look, we're going to get to halftime, and it's going to be a Suns lead. It's just the number of points that's out there. And it's one of those nights where it's okay. This is sometimes the championship clinching type game you get where it's ugly and you really don't get something really good until the end of the game. Yeah. And, you know, look, it might wind up being Milwaukee's best chance to win because then suddenly Phoenix going home for game seven. But that's kind of what this looks like right now, that here's a couple of teams that are not used to the spotlight in this kind of situation. And the Bucks clearly have wilted so far throughout the first half. Whatever the lead is for the Suns, it looks like it's going to be seven. Going into the break, I mean, this is a huge advantage for them considering how bad they played in the first half.
Yeah, I think an important distinction as you use the word clinching, let's just change a vowel. There's a lot of clenching going on. A lot of uncomfortable.
I thought you were going to say clenching. I thought you were going to say clenching. I thought you were going to say.
Well, if those were legit words, I mean, we can make them happen.
Clenching.
I mean, look, the word literally doesn't mean what it used to.
It literally doesn't mean what it used to anymore. It literally doesn't mean that.
It's true.
It literally doesn't mean that.
It's got all sorts of alternates that have been added because people misuse it. Pretty soon, could care less will be appropriate. That's how soft and dumbed down we've been as a society. But that's enough of a rant. What a great first half. I'll tell you what, if you bet the under, you're feeling pretty good.
Hey, all this game needs to be is close, right? We've learned this, right?
That's right.
It doesn't need to be a great game. Nope. It just needs to be close. That's all
that matters. It does not need to be aesthetically pleasing. In fact, it's more entertaining for us if it's craptastic.
Look, this game was on pace to be 48-40 at the end of the game, okay? Well, just needs to be close, right? And we're at halftime now. It's 47-42. Phoenix has a five-point lead over Milwaukee. Milwaukee getting it going a little bit at the end, so it's a five-point deficit, but it was
yeah, they got all the way up to 14 points. 13 points in the second quarter. Yay!
But that's where the game is, right? So not great basketball in the first half, and if you are standing outside, if you're standing outside the arena, you're like, well, I didn't really miss anything, so I think I'm okay. I mean, this is really, what did I miss in the first half? Nothing. It's really bad. Okay,
ready?
Man,
here,
back to it.
Here's the battle between two of your stars. Devin Booker, 22 minutes, 2 of 8 from the field, 4 points, -3. On the other side, Drew Holiday, who I kept saying just play defense and distribute. He's 1 of 11. He does have 5 boards, 6 assists, and 2 points.
Drew Holiday has that, I am going to shoot myself into this game, and I don't care. Like, he's done that, like, 4 times. I'm just going to take
shoot,
all the
man.
Shots. Dude, but you're the number 3 guy on the team. I don't care, man. I'm going to shoot. I don't give a crap. I'm going to keep shooting. Yeah, but, dude, you're the 3rd best player. I don't care, man. If I'm 1 for 10, I'm just going to keep shooting.
How salty is losing. Middleton at this point?
It's like, hey, how about
come on, man.
Shoot? How about me? Hey, Ricky Bobby, how about me? How can you shoot if I shoot? You see what I'm saying, Drew Holiday? See, if I'm going to shoot, then you can't shoot. That's how it's going to go. So we will keep you updated on this game, obviously. We could be talking about the Bucks winning the championship tonight. Again, halftime, 47-42, Phoenix leads Milwaukee. And I was only halfway kidding when I said, hey, this may only be the second biggest story in Milwaukee today. As Aaron Rodgers, as we found out earlier today, nixed a deal, and nixed means to deny and to call off a deal. Nix is a very big one. Not Nix like Nixio, Nix, N-I-X. Nix is a deal from Green Bay, which would have made him the top paid quarterback in the NFL for the next few years. So again, I say to you still think he's staying? You still think he can report to camp now? I mean, I just don't see how this is going to suddenly end up with Aaron Rodgers coming back to camp and everything is good and I'm going to play this year. I mean, I get that, you know, there's all the different things you could be going back and forth with, on why Aaron Rodgers is staying, right? Like Colin Cowherd's got the promo about how he ordered a deep cleaning of the house that he stays in Green Bay. And I'm like, and he said, well, that means he's coming back. It could also mean you're going to sell the house or someone's going to sell the house. I mean, there's so many things you can look into.
Or rent it. It's good market.
You could be renting it out. Hey, don't you want to stay in Aaron Rodgers' house? Hey, he's not coming back. We're going to rent this thing out. Oh, we got to deep clean it because somebody's moving in because Aaron Rodgers told us he's not coming back, so someone else is going to rent that. I mean, there's so many ways to read into this, but how can – now, I'm going to – if all of it he wanted, I want some kind of – I don't want favoritism, but I want some kind of acknowledgement from Green Bay. They want to make me the guy there. Now, they were just about to do that. We're going to make you the highest paid player in the NFL, and he said no. Right, he said, no, that's it. He said, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to be there. He's going to leave. All right, he's going to leave. He's not going to stay. Everything's not going to end sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. He's going to go. And the thing is, if the Packers are smart, they try to trade him now because he is at the height of his success. And what happens if he doesn't have a 2021 like a 2020 he had? Guess what? That price for Aaron Rodgers goes way down. You can trade him now because it's past June 1st. You don't have to worry about that huge salary cap hit. You're going to take a decent size cap hit this year, but it's not unbelievable because you're not paying a quarterback. You can go get what you need to go make things around it and remake the team. If they're smart, they do it now because you risk if he has a bad year or he gets hurt, something happens and suddenly he's coming off a year, are you going to get anything close to what you're getting for Aaron, you would get for Aaron Rodgers right now? No way. You would get anything you wanted from the Raiders, from the Broncos, from the Dolphins. You'd get anything you wanted for Aaron Rodgers. So if you're going to wait and say, okay, we'll trade him now, he could have just one of those okay Aaron Rodgers type years, and suddenly instead of 3 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks and a player, it's how about 2 firsts? And it's like, oh, well, instead of remaking our team, we're in a little bit of trouble here. So if the Packers were smart, because they want this outcome, right, they want to be rid of Aaron Rodgers, he's putting on a plate for you. You can be rid of me. Trade me somewhere else. I will go. You want to be rid of me. This is what you wanted when you drafted Jordan Love. You can do this. I can go someplace else, and we can just move on right now. If the Packers were smart, that's what they do.
It keeps coming back to the fact that he had 51 total touchdowns over 2 years. He's broken his collarbone a few times, and he's 37 years old. I'm sorry you didn't get the obligatory phone call to say, hey, you know what, we're going to draft a guy, because if you go down, we don't want to be screwed again. Is really that all it was going to take? I'll send him the candy gram now. I'll send him the giant, you know, bouquet of fruit that everybody loves so much, including those chocolate-covered pineapple wedges that go first, and you have to slap people's hands saying, you know what, it's for everybody. But the fact is, dude's still under contract for another couple of years. At this point, the way you laid that out is that if he leaves, they essentially have to wave the white flag and just say, okay, we're good with getting draft picks. By the way, the team he goes to will probably be pretty good, so these draft picks are going to suck. Where's the win there? Where's the win? Let him stick it out. If he wants to sit out this year, you let him sit out this year, and then you figure out your split thereafter. And you walk away with a much lower cap hit, right? It's, what, $17 million instead of $38 million, and the salary cap will go up. Oh, and you'll have a whole offseason to actually plan for his exit and build a squad. What are you going to do right now? You're going to get in a bidding war for Todd Gurley with the Rams? Is that the big plan of what you can do right now? No, there's nothing you can do if you go and try to trade him out. We're going to get one piece? No, screw that. If he wants to sit around and fight off LeVar Burton for Jeopardy, have at it. And he can whine till he's blue in the face. And for once, I'd love him. I mean, we knew this. This is not new news. This was talked about weeks ago about giving him a king's ransom. Just to try to make it, you know, make him happy, thinking that money can't buy you love, right? The Beatles sang it in the mid '60s, and here
we made a movie about it in like '87 that was pretty good.
1987, I believe.
I had a big crush on Cindy Mancini for a long time. I loved Cindy Mancini.
I believe you did. I still stick to my guns. It's like he didn't want to come to work. That's fine. You offered him a giant pile of money. He doesn't want it. Beat it, Jordan Love. Take all the reps. Let's go.
I mean, look, you don't have to worry. You've signed all your guys, right? So don't worry about dead cap money for this year. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter, right?
Well, but that's the point.
You know,
it's like but in terms of the, hey, we also get screwed because we didn't get to do a full off season. Part of it's your own doing. The other is because he went on vacation and decided to see the earth with his buddy Miles Teller. It's been a while since we said Miles Teller. In advance of Maverick coming out. You know, we got to get a mention in for him. But, like, legitimately, what are you going to do? All right, let's get rid of him. Oh, and by the way, we've just said we're abandoning the greatness of what could be in the NFC North. By the way, we also were in the NFC title game 2 years in a row. Good luck going to Nevada to try to do that, Rodgers. Are you kidding me?
You want
someone's got to tell him, you know, how dumb he's being at some point. I don't care if he's a Cal guy and how brilliant he is. Someone's got to put it up, draw it in pictures, so like a 5-year-old can. They didn't want him gone. They wanted him to actually play football.
They drafted Jordan Love to push him out, and now they can push him out. Now we don't know if we want to do it.
They drafted him as insurance.
Right. They moved up in the first round for a guy who's a project they drafted as insurance.
Yeah, so you could have options.
Got it.
You want options in your life, don't you, Smith? You don't always order the same thing at every restaurant you go to.
Oh, I do. I get the same White Castle all the time. All the time. 4 double doubles, double cheeseburgers, and 2 chicken sandwiches with cheese. Same thing every time. And I eat the first chicken sandwich, then I eat like 3 burgers, then a chicken sandwich.
At White Castle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's chicken sandwich is good at White Castle. Oh, yeah. I might go get some now. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Halftime, Suns lead the Bucks by 5. We got more on this game coming up next, as well as Tom Brady's got jokes, and they were actually really good ones. You'll hear them next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ah, yes, the album everybody needs to buy before they go to college for the first week so they can listen to it. That's what this was. Best of Steve Miller, like you had to buy it before you went to college. Why? You just have to. You got to have it. Just when you listen to it with your friends. Okay, got to have it. Got to have it. It's a must-have album. Okay, okay.
I already had it at home for years. I'd already moved on. So my dad had a very eclectic music collection. We'd go from Zeppelin and Tull to Steve Miller over to Willie Nelson and back again. So Motown, you name it, we had it.
You're the guy that went to college. Hey, do you want to listen to some Wilco with me?
No, there was no Wilco. And as soon as Pearl Jam and Nirvana took over the entire hallway, I was going around threatening people. It's like, I cannot listen to this again. Find something else in the repertoire.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend and music and culinary expert, Mike Harmon. The third quarter just underway between the Suns and the Bucks. Again, the Bucks win the championship with a win tonight. They trail the Suns by 5. It is 49-44 again. Second half just underway, 11 and a half minutes left to go. And, you know, the thing is, outside of this game, and maybe this tells me where I feel like I am mentally with the world versus where I think we were. Even though now we're still worrying about, hey, is our carefree summer still here with COVID and the Delta variant and how we have to, you know, look, there's going to be new parameters for all 50 states having to wear masks inside, which is not the worst thing. It's not, you know, we're not going back like 7 steps and moving tiers and saying things are going to be closed and we're going to have to start wearing masks inside now because, look, the Delta variant's here. And we start now, I feel like the last like 24 hours, we're all starting to finally, everybody all as one, get really serious about COVID. But this line tonight from the game, here's Jeff Van Gundy. They are panning out and showing the outside, outside the arena. And thousands of fans. I mean, there was some estimate there could be as many as 40,000 people there. I don't know if I believe that. But this was Jeff Van Gundy. They're showing the big shot of everybody outside the arena in Milwaukee. And here's Jeff Van Gundy giving his impression of this big crowd.
The NBA Draft, Thursday, July 29th at 8 p.m. on ABC and ESPN.
Dr. Fauci is cringing at home as he's watching our game.
You know, and this is the thing, and this is why I feel like things are different, is that when I saw all these people there, I didn't initially think, oh, that's going to be a super spreader event. That's going to be because that's generally, you know, things that we had thought previously when, oh, here's a lot of fans. Like, for opening day, when the Rangers were going to have 50,000 people, I remember talking about on the radio with you, and I'm like, I don't know, man. Do you really need, oh, my God, that's so
many people.
And I
said, yes, let's go.
And it was, you know, is it political? Is it real? You know, why is it happening this way? But now I don't feel that way. I'm like, okay, yeah, there's 40,000 people. Okay. All right, there's people. We're starting to get back to where I see a crowd like this, and my first thought isn't, oh, my goodness, look at this. It's super spreader. It's this, it's that. I mean, Jeff Van Gundy is throwing the one-liner out there that you know, gained a lot of attention, obviously. But I just don't feel that way. You know, and who knows what it's going to wind up being, obviously. But I think, you know, we're starting to move on a bit from here's this event, and the first thing is going to be, why are all these people here? You know, because you don't see that. You don't see daily updates on the news anymore of, well, here's what's going on in all the ballparks where, you know, outside, here's what's happening within, you know, outside of Citi Field. Here's what's happening outside in Anaheim when people are coming to games. And here's a attendance that is up at 40,000. We're not getting that. There's no, hey, we got to stop this. There's none of that. It's about being careful and when you're indoors and spread. So when I see this, I go, okay, I kind of feel like I'm getting to that realm of I can see this and not immediately think, ooh, what's this mean? What does this mean for COVID-wise? So I think that's a good thing. I mean, look, I know as much about COVID about the next person does, but I kind of look at this and go, okay, maybe this is progress for us.
Yeah, I mean, look, each state's going to run with it as they will. Different mandates potentially coming back into place. Obviously, here in Los Angeles, not where you are currently in Michigan, but as of last Saturday night, if you're indoors, it's back to masks in LA County and several other counties across California coming back on board with that. They made a big announcement ahead of the Dodger game yesterday about, you know, being on the concourse and making sure you bring a mask. Obviously, they'll be happy to sell you one. I think they were also going to give some paper ones, you know, some of the medical ones that you get going in and out of buildings and such, you know, if you forgot to bring your stylish one. But, you know, mm-hmm. I it's not something that I fret right? People at this point, if you've gotten vaccinated, you believed that that was in your best interest for your health, then you believe you're going to be okay. Or even if you get it, your symptoms will not be, you know, to the point of hospitalization or worse, right? And the science, the numbers, the data, whatever you believe in all of that, and people want to fight all they want. But as it stands, the hospitalizations are virtually all unvaccinated, at least here in the state of California. So to that point, you know, you feel that, all right, if you did yours and you feel like getting in the middle of the throng, again, I don't see why you'd go there because you can't see the damn game. But that's just me. You just want to be there. You want to be among the throng. But no, I'm not stressing about it, Smith. At this point, live your life. Just be vigilant and keep your head on a swivel.
We'll have more on the Olympics coming up in a few minutes because that's really, I mean, if you think we're out of the woods and they might not cancel the Olympics, I got some news for you on that. I think I got a big number that might refute your big news on that. I'll tell you, man. Well, that's why we debate, buddy. That's why we do the show together. You know,
and we have soccer at 1:30 this morning.
We will.
West Coast time.
I know it's going to be so much fun, isn't it? Soccer at 1:30 in the morning. If this game ends by then, we'll see. But Tom Brady apparently has jokes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers visited the White House today. And it was funny when I was talking about this today, I showed the video to my wife and I said, hey, so I got to show you this video with Brady. And I said, so the Bucs are at the White House. And she looks at me and goes, why? I said, well, because they won. She goes, they got to win tonight. I go, not the Milwaukee Bucks. They don't go to the White House before game six. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. She goes, oh, I mean, that would be a boss move. Hey, we're going to win the title tonight. We're showing up at the White House before we play the game. All right, we're going to get our visit in now so we can go and just have the offseason.
Like getting a blessing from the Pope or something? Right. I mean, I don't know.
So Brady and the Bucks at the White House, and Tom Brady took some of his time to throw a little bit of jab at one of the big stories going on in politics. And here was Tom Brady talking about his team's Super Bowl victory.
It didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, you know, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah.
So there's Brady throwing shade on the fact that 40% of Republicans don't think that Joe Biden won the election, that there's all kinds of election hacking going on. So Tom Brady's got jokes, right? Okay. He didn't stop right there. He had another joke when he talked about, hey, you know, remember when I forgot what down it was on Monday night against Chicago? And Brady had another joke.
We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
So there it is. Brady's got great writers now. Apparently, Brady's hired people because you know he didn't come up with that himself.
Well, but even if he did, you know that had to get run through. You can't make that joke at the White House without someone having read that one and approved it. There is a giant red stamp or check mark or okay next to that one-liner before that was issued. Otherwise, he's going to be audited for the rest of his life.
So wait, so you have a one-liner joke about Dominion, and then you're mentioning... Okay, this joke is out. This joke is out. Look, the thing about this is that this goes to show you that not every political conversation that goes on has to result in wanting to tear the eyeballs out of the other person, because that's where we're at right now. Anytime something happens, it's one side against the other, and look, there's a lot of serious things going on in the country, right? There is, but not every conversation needs to be about, hey, this is this side, this is this side, and now I'm going to unfriend you on Facebook because of this. Not every conversation needs to be an unfriended conversation. It could be something fun like this, where here's Brady, who had supported President Trump the first time around, said, oh yeah, we'd be pretty cool if a guy I golf with gets into the White House. And now here he is making jokes, you know, that some you could say, you know, and perfect Brady down the middle, where part of it you could say, here he is throwing shade at former President Trump, but you could also say, he's also getting in a sleepy Joe Biden line, which is what President Trump would call, you know, Joe Biden while he was running. So it's not like like Brady, you know, for all the reading I did on Twitter today of, oh, look at him, he's owning President Trump. And I'm like, no, I think he's kind of playing it down the middle where he has some fun stuff here, but he's not really gone back. Like I said, he's getting in stuff that's going on right now, big in the world. So I don't think this was suddenly, oh, look at Brady. What's Trump going to say now, Brady? No. This is Tom Brady going in, saying what he said, you know, straddling both lines of this. And look, it was funny. And I laughed, and everybody that I know has seen this laughed and thought it was great. And it, you know, that's the main point of this, is that not every conversation needs to be of, if you think this, I can no longer talk to you. Well, I think this. Well, now we can no longer speak for whatever reason. Sometimes it can be fun like this, where Brady's throwing a line out and Biden is laughing. The people behind him are laughing. You know, I mean, look, even Biden got a couple ones in saying, hey, you know, they said that people who, you know, Arians is the oldest coach to win and Brady's the oldest quarterback to win. I don't think that's that big a deal, being that old and achieving, because, you know, Biden being the oldest person to be elected president. So, you know, they went back and forth and it was fun. And it's just, you know, for a second, it's okay to have this be a conversation where you are thinking about, all right, this was kind of fun. We can go back to hating each other and pulling each other's hair out. But let's realize that for 5 minutes, we can have fun. And this can be one of those stories that doesn't lead into something huge, and here's, you know, there's video of this ballot box getting destroyed, and who is it, real, is it not? I mean, it doesn't need to be that. It can be fun like this just for 5 minutes.
It's good to have one of those celebrations back, and again, nothing political about it, but I know over the course of the day it became a, all right, how's he gonna, you know, make restitution to all those other teams that either didn't or weren't invited and all those things. And look, they can sort that out. They've got schedulers and handlers that can do all of those things. For a day, the fact, look, Brady, it was a question of whether he was going to show up, right? Because of his one knee situation and just all sorts of questions about his leanings and, you know, the hat in his locker and or above his locker and everything else that had people up in arms. And no, he came and he did a pretty good delivery, pretty good set. You can tell more and more reps on these Instagram Live and all these videos are good for him. I just watched an old episode of Entourage, much stiffer. Now he delivers with confidence from behind the $500 sunglasses or $5,000. Not quite sure the difference. But the idea being that, yeah, you had everybody there, and Arian's got a couple of lines in. People were trying to guess how red he would get in the face over the course of the day. So, yeah, fun was had by all, and now it's time to get to training camp. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, we're getting there, right? And that's the one thing, is that for everybody who's a sports fan, this is the time of year we're getting towards, right? And it's, and usually this is the time when it's just baseball, right? The month of July is just baseball, and most teams are away. We don't get a ton of NFL news. It's, oh, pretty soon they're coming to camp. Pretty soon they're coming to camp. And, you know, we have the NBA Finals, which, look, hasn't been the greatest ratings-wise. Obviously, you know, it's taken a year to try to get back to normal coming off of COVID. But we're going to go basically from the NBA Finals. You got teams coming to camp in 2 days. I mean, you got teams going to be in
camp
this
weekend. You got rookies showing up now.
Yes, you got the Cowboys got to be there for Hard Knocks. So, I mean, we're going to have teams in camp like now. We're going to have like a day to go, oh, there was the playoffs. Okay, well, that was great. It was a playoff. Okay, and, you know, Giannis or Chris Paul, whatever it is. Boy, when it, oh, they're in camp. Oh, no, we got a game coming up in a week and a half. Oh, right, great. I mean, that's one thing you can say for everybody who wants to criticize and go, oh, the NBA playoffs. No, the NBA playoffs have gotten us to the beginning of the football season. It's like I used to say with the Mets, just get me the Jets. Okay, just don't fall out of contention so early where the summer sucks and I got to sit back and just wait for the Jets, right? Just get me to training camp, all right? If you fall out of the race in August, that's fine. You know, just get me to the Jets. And that's kind of how I feel. Look, the NBA is getting us to the NFL season. We're going to be here. It's going to be great. We're walking into the NFL season like in the next 48 hours. It's terrific.
No, it's a beautiful thing as they descend upon Oxnard and Anytown, USA, your favorite team showing up and ready to roll. So, yeah, we start getting those stories, the training camp battles. Unfortunately, some of the injury information is now flowing through. And, you know, the Cam Akers injury looms large if you were really, really ahead of your league and creating your fantasy cheat sheets. But, no, it's good times. It's that time of year. And wasn't a huge break, and let's face it, some folks still reticent to travel, so this is getting them through, right? That bridge to the kids going back to school.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Scott Foster is coming in hard right now for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks have now taken a 3-point lead over the Suns with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. DeAndre Ayton now with 4 big fouls. Scott Foster officiating this game against Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. We'll have more on this game coming up next, as well as what's the big thing to worry about if you think they could cancel the Olympics? I will tell you, that's next right here on Fox.
It's a mess.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey.
You sent me a story today that Guns N' Roses is putting out their own marijuana line. All right? They're putting out
their own set of pipes.
Yes, they're putting out their own set of pipes. And I thought,
yeah,
it's just now? They're just doing it now? They didn't do this in like 1987? No. They missed
my
out on the last 33
years. My response to that is they're not
ago?
Kiss.
Yeah, but they
Gene Simmons has had everything. No, I think for Guns N' Roses. I mean, remember, there was a lot of years where it was, I don't know what to call the operation, but fractured, I think, would be the kind way to do it. And now you recognize all the extra dollars to be had off of name, image, and likeness. Go get it.
Maybe you can wind up. We'll have more name, image, and likeness coming up in a few minutes.
But, no doubt.
Yeah, maybe now you realize, hey, we could have been making money on our own pipe for the last 33 years. But okay, we're going to do it.
Well,
now.
But there's those choices, right? Of do we do this now? Do we risk bastardizing the images and our logo and our brand by just slapping our logo on everything? You know, the joke of the Simpsons that they kept doing on the show for all these years of, wow, I wouldn't even put my logo on that kind of merchandise. Like, yeah, you did. But, Guns N' Roses for a long time, maybe as a band, they weren't ready to do that. And then they thought about it and said, you know what? We're not promised every day after the pandemic. So let's go get every piece of cash that we can.
Just like, are we really promised the Olympics in Tokyo that are set to begin in a few days? Reports today that the Tokyo Olympics could still be canceled because of the uprise in COVID tests in Tokyo. The uprise in COVID tests for different athletes. I mean, look, the United States basketball team has a couple of players that aren't playing. They can't travel. Other teams have been worried about getting their athletes over there. One soccer team might not have 11. You know, it's like a Saturday. Hey, and Amanda can't make it because she's got a birthday party, and Tess can't make it because she's out of town. We're only going to have 9, so we need a couple of players. So this is what's kind of happening right now. And the way they talk about it, and the way that there's the IOC and everybody surrounding it, the official Olympics spokesman, Thomas Bach, as well as in a lot of stuff the last few days, saying, yes, we're moving forward. But this seems like it's a very insulated thing where if the next few days progress like the last few days, I would not be surprised if Tokyo, they had a big meeting and said, we can't have the Olympics, everybody go home. If the next few days don't get better and more people are having trouble getting there, more people are testing positive, that they don't just say, sorry, we're going to postpone this. I would not be surprised if that happens. Now, if we have an okay next few days, they're going to go on with it and they'll deal with it. But if the next few days are like the last few days, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see it.
It's a $20 to $30 billion operation. Show goes on.
Mm.
Mutate it, postpone, have folks stay to their sex beds, whatever you need to do to keep the line moving, man.
Keep it moving. Keep it
moving.
Hey,
we got softball within an hour, and then at 1:30 in the morning, I'll be drinking a large cup of coffee, maybe eating some In-N-Out, and watching the U.S. women's soccer squad against Sweden.
Oh, yes!
Let's go.
Yes!
Let's get it on.
I mean, we're going to have it. I mean, 4:30 a.m. East Coast time. So before we go off the air, we're going to have scores and breakdowns.
Love it.
That's pretty cool. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. As always, if you miss any of our show, our Best Of podcast goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Remember, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can get the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we'll get back into the NBA Finals. The Bucks have the lead, and do they have a secret weapon in their pocket? Fox.